Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Taking Your Next Step podcast from Collegians for Christ. Through each episode, we will journey together focusing on knowing what you believe and why you believe it. If you are eager, like I am, to strengthen your faith, then take your next step now by joining us in today's episode. I want to welcome you to this episode of our podcast, and last week you got the privilege to hear from Costa Kappas, who is a young man who's interning with us, and you'll have the opportunity to hear from him a little bit more in the future. But as we navigate forward, I want to talk to you today about the power in your personal testimony. Everybody has a story that they would like to tell. And as you and I hear people's stories, it will tell us a lot about them. You know, Jesus told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It's vital, like we must give ourselves to doing that. And there's various ways that you and I can share the gospel with other people. There's various reasons why we do not do it. Many times it's fear. Maybe we're afraid of what somebody may ask us, fear of way someone may respond to us, not knowing what or how to say. Could even be apathy. You know, we just have a lack of commitment to Jesus. But we understand we're supposed to do it as Christians. And some great ways to do that, obviously, we've talked in our previous episodes about building relationships, using hospitality, using a shared meal as a way to bridge the gap and to share the gospel with people. The bottom line is you and I need to be able to engage people in conversation so that we can engage them in spiritual conversations. We can ask them spiritual discovery questions. And I think one of the most easiest and most powerful ways to share the gospel is through your personal testimony. Why is that? It relates to people. It's very personal. And obviously, you know it. If you have a personal testimony, you can share that. It's not something you have to think about, not something you have to dig up. And everyone, I said, has a story. And so this gives you an opportunity to ask for theirs and then share yours. When I'm talking about the power of a personal testimony, is not just you and I dumping our story on them. I think the power is found in you and I asking them what their story is, listening to where they're at, and then that will allow us to know, do they have a testimony? What is their testimony? Do we need to back up? Do they even believe in God? Do they know who Jesus is? Has there been a point in time in their life when they've accepted him? And then you and I can use our testimony to show them how we came to Christ. And Paul used his personal testimony numerous times in Scripture. If you read Acts 22, read Acts 26, you'll find him sharing his personal testimony. And in Acts 26, which is kind of the basis for our passage or for our study today, he comes all the way to the end, and the leaders, the political leaders that he's sharing his testimony in front of, had this to say: "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." That's what Agrippa said to Paul as he shared his testimony. So we understand there's power in sharing our testimony. Now, when you talk about the power of a personal testimony, I want to share with you there's three parts to your personal testimony. You may have heard that. You may not have. This may be new to you. But as you think about your personal testimony, or as you're listening to someone else, you want to discover three points. And if they don't have one of those points, then you'll know where to key in. First of all, is who you were before Jesus. When Paul started, he began to share very transparently in Scripture. He said, "My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among my own nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews." And he goes down and he says this. He says how he was such a bad person. "Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead?" And he says this: "I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus, which thing I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priest, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them." So here Paul is establishing who he was before Jesus. The bottom line is every one of us is a sinner with a broken relationship with God. Ultimately, we really have no purpose, no meaning, no value in life. But it's interesting, as you look at Paul's testimonies, he shared something different in each one. Sometimes you share more, sometimes you share less. You have to listen to the Holy Spirit as you're sharing. I can think of times that I've shared in great detail, very transparently, things about my past, and in doing that, God has allowed me to connect with a student. I can't tell you how many times we've had a student come up afterwards and say, I identify with that. I'm so glad you shared that. I even had one young man who was literally, the story goes that he was came to Bible study that night for the reason of giving God one more chance. He was going to commit suicide. He said, I'm just going to give it one more chance. And he came, and he said, as I walked in there, I said, these people will never get me. They don't know who I am, where I've been, and they're just a bunch of goody two-shoes. That's what he said. And he said, then you shared your testimony. And why I say that is because I was very impressed to share it a little more detailed or graphic than I normally do. And in doing that, it related to him because that's exactly where he was at. And that spared his life, and we were able to work with him and lead him. And so God can use your story. And so some people, you may be listening, you say, well, look, God didn't save me from some, you know, bad lifestyle, some lifestyle of, you know, selling drugs or doing this or doing that. So my testimony is not really that powerful. That's a lie. Everybody's story is powerful. The bottom line is everyone is a sinner, regardless of the sin you participated in. And you and I, in that first part of our testimony, are understanding or coming to the realization of who we are, that we're a sinner and that we need help. And so if you think, oh, I don't have a testimony because I was not delivered from some terrible lifestyle, then the reality is you may not truly understand the reality of your sin. You may not truly understand just how deep the sin is in your life. But as you do that, that will help you to see first who you were before Jesus. And then secondly, you need to see or you need to hear how you came to Jesus. And Paul talks about that as we go through the passage. He says, look, I was walking down the road. I was on a commission. Look, I was going to go do bad or evil to these people. And then all of a sudden, there's this light that shone round about me. And then Jesus speaks to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And we understand that Paul surrendered his life to Christ there. There was a moment in time when Paul made a decision to call on Jesus Christ. And so here we're sharing who Jesus is and why you need him. We share what Jesus did for them on the cross. And the bottom line is this. You got to make sure either you or the person you're listening to has made a decision to call or believe on him. There are so many people that we've talked to, especially college students, that hope they'll go to heaven, think they'll go to heaven, wish they'll go to heaven, and their basis is this. They've grown up in church, grandma and grandpa or some type of Christian. They've gone here and there, and they think they're good. And when you talk to them, you realize there's never been a point in time when they've called on Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us Jesus warned about that. He said, look, people are going to say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not done all these great things? Have we not cast out devils? Have we not prophesied in thy name? I mean, they're saying, Jesus, Jesus. They're saying, hey, we know you, we love you. And what does he say? He said, depart from me. I never knew you. And so this part of a testimony is vital. And so you got to listen closely to the other person's story. This is where you'll find out exactly where they're at. Has there been a decision? What are they trusting in to save them? And so forth. And so that's a vital part. And I hope you have that part. We went over this in Bible study a couple weeks ago. And a young man, as we were going around in our small groups, we were sharing testimony of everybody kind of went around sharing their testimony. Very brief. We gave them 2 to 3 minutes max. And that can be hard to do. But one of the young men in my group said, you know what? I'm stuck between one and two. He said, I've never made a decision to call on Jesus. And he began to ask questions. And I shared my testimony with the group. And he said, I can identify with that. And after Bible study, he came up and he had many questions. And we were able to lead him to saving faith in Christ. We were able to show him how to make a decision for Jesus. And he wanted to do that. But what he said was, I'm stuck between one and two. He said, how do I get number two? That came about because we shared personal testimonies. And so there's power in that. But you know, your personal testimony doesn't stop just with you calling or believing on Jesus. There's also, what has he done in your life since then? You know, believing on Jesus is really just the beginning. You need to be able to tell them what he's done in your life. It's I'm careful to say it like this, but that's almost like your sales pitch, if you will. This is the benefit beyond just the gift of eternal life, because this is what God's doing in my life. This should inspire people and encourage them to call on Jesus. This is where you can really share what Jesus is doing in your life and give them reasons why they should call on Jesus. So what should you do with this? Well, first, you need to think about, what is your testimony? Are you comfortable sharing it? If not, write out your personal testimony. Take the time to sit down, type it out, write it out, tell Siri, whatever you want to do. But think through your story and write out each of the stages. Who you were before Christ, how you came to Christ, but what he's done in your life since then. Become very, very familiar with it. And then secondly, I would say this, ask someone what their story is this week. You know, it's easy. Everybody has a story and they're willing to share that. There's nothing confrontational about that. There's nothing uneasy. People will be glad to share their story with you. And so as you're trying to find people, maybe you want to witness to, maybe you don't know, do they know Jesus as their Savior? Whatever it is, maybe in the workplace, roommate, wherever, ask them their story. Ask them how they came to know Jesus Christ. Ask them what their story is as far as their background in church. Do they know who Jesus is? Who is God to them? Whatever type of spiritual discovery question you can ask. And then listen closely to hear where they're at. Because a lot of times you'll hear, number one, who they were before Christ. You'll hear a little bit of churchish language mixed in, and then that's about it. And you would know with that type of person, you want to narrow in on number two to find out when they made that decision for Christ. And if they know it, great. Help them get assurance. Help them to understand how to share their testimony. If they don't have number two, guide them in it. Help them to see that that's what they need to do. And then number three, share your personal testimony with someone this week. You know, practice. Find a close friend that you can share it with to get comfortable. And then find opportunities to share it with other people for the purpose of sharing the gospel. And I say this, I said at the very beginning, don't use this as a tool to be all about you. Let me tell everybody about me, my story, my story, my story. Use this as a tool to find out about other people's story first. And as you find out about their story, then use your story to guide them, to show them, and to help them to see who Jesus Christ is. So as you go out this week, take your story, share it with someone, but first find out their story. Thank you for taking the time to listen. If this podcast has been helpful to you, please share it with a friend or subscribe to stay up to date on the latest episodes. You can connect with Collegians for Christ online for more information and resources at cfccampusministry.com.